Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from a Buddhist centre in County Tipperary to no-fly zones over Laois, Eamon Torsney is with us to tell us about all of the stories that you just might have missed that have been happening all over the island over the past number of days. Good afternoon, Eamon. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. All set for the bank holiday weekend.
Looking forward to the long weekend. Actually, putting my feet up and relaxing and not going to do too much.
Yeah,
just going to
relax
and just plan a little holiday the following week.
Good.
I'm off to Italy soon.
Oh, nice.
I'll finalise that, and this is a nice opportunity to
do so. Yeah, the weather is due to be good. I know you might not think it today, but...
Yeah, and then of course I'll watch the rugby probably on television and watch all those supporters not drink alcohol
during
the game. Croke
Park, good stuff. Yeah, we were talking about that on the show yesterday. Now...
So this... is what you might get to hear in County Tipperary in the not-too-distant future. There are plans to build a Buddhist retreat centre on the shore, near the shores of Lough Derg, and it's a proposed retreat wellness centre at Ballycorrigan in Ballina in County Tipperary. And so the plans are they've got permission to build this after, you know, some time getting the planning permission. And so it's met with both opposition and support down in the local.
Why? Tell us, what's the reaction there?
So the supporters are those who like the idea of a wellness centre in such a location, and they actually think it's good for business and good for the location, and will support the retreat, and they think it's a great amenity for the area. While others think the location is quite remote and it's up a laneway, and therefore you have their fears of, you know, increased traffic and tourism and all that that brings with it, you know. And it's interesting. It got me thinking as well, like, surely it's a remote area you want, actually, for a retreat.
I would have thought that lends to a wellness retreat centre. I've never been.
And we have plenty of them. I mean, I'm thinking of the one in Wicklow as well. There's the Peace and Reconciliation Centre in Wicklow. In a remote area. I think it was on a school tour many years ago. I went down to County Tipperary, actually. I think it was Clonmel. I think it was the Rosminian Order had a retreat down there. I went to Rosminian Drumcondra, and we went down to a retreat there. So you associate them with rural areas. But I suppose the whole thing is that they want to kind of, you know, done in such a way that there isn't an impact. And actually, some of those who support it say that some people actually won't actually drive there. They'll actually walk, etc.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting. So there was a challenge, and then finally the final roadblock, if you like, to planning permission was taken. So more planning permission was granted with just conditions around it and kind of how they're going to organise it. It also got me thinking, actually, when I thought, oh, this would be interesting in Tipperary. I've actually been to Dharamshala in India, the home of the Dalai Lama.
Right.
On a holiday. And it's kind of, you have the whole wellness tourism there. And everybody there goes to find themselves. So you'll find a lot of people going
yourself?
Well, no, I'm still looking. And I think, so we can expect people to be looking for themselves in Tipperary in the not too distant future.
Good stuff.
20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Well, this is a sound you don't expect from Emo in County Laois now, is
no.
it?
No, go on.
So there is a no-fly zone in Emo County Laois. It was in operation yesterday. And actually was featured on The Hard Shoulder actually yesterday evening as well. Great excitement down there. And there's a no-fly zone today. And it's all part, it's to facilitate a competition amongst school children. And it's run for rocket launches. And it's run by the European Space Education Resource Office. So it's a competition, and children from various parts of the country, through science and STEM subjects, build rockets. And they can go as high as 350 meters.
Okay.
So it meant that there had to be, for safety reasons a no-fly zone, and it was issued by the Irish Aviation Authority. And what they say was it was a planned small civilian rocket launch is why they imposed it. Now, emergency services and the likes can avoid that. Now, apparently, it wouldn't be a danger to commercial traffic over the area. But there was great excitement down in County Leash today and yesterday. And isn't it great that that's what kids are doing now?
Yeah, and very it's practical. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think the last time I tried any rocket launcher was turning a box of fizzy lemonade upside down and hoping it would go.
I won't talk about the illegal fireworks Halloween. But anyway, Galway. Tell us about the Gaeltacht, the Free Gaeltacht in Galway.
So this is interesting. There's a primary school, School Ronan on Tráthnóin in Littermore. And it's at risk of being shut down. So they've come up with a novel solution, if you like, to try and boost pupil numbers. And what they're doing is they're appealing for help from the public over fears that the school will be shut down. And they are offering a rent-free home, Gaeltacht home, for a year in order to save the school. So families are being offered that. And the reason that this is being offered and the population, if you like, in the area has declined, emigration.
But sorry, so you if you're from Galway City or Loughrea or wherever, you would send your children to Gaeltacht school. They'd live with the host family in their house and that would get the numbers up. Is that, by that right?
Well, you would have the use of a house there. Whether you have to live with another family is a different
story. Oh, sorry, right. Yeah. Oh, you have to live there, right.
Well, my understanding is that you would they're actually offering a free home and it would allow somebody, it would increase the population, if you like, of the school going age there. And that's a huge issue in rural Ireland, isn't it? Where schools kind of have to have that school numbers. And then, of course, if you lose the numbers of children, you lose the number of teachers, and then eventually it's a vicious cycle. So this is their
interesting
way.
Offer.
Yeah, so they say the other reason that the population has fallen is that young people are unable to secure planning permission for housing as well. So I know that's another controversial issue around the country.
It really is. It's something we hear an awful lot about on Lunchtime Live. Look, if you want to get in touch actually about that, about maybe you're trying to move home to your own Gaeltacht area or wherever, your own rural area, you can't get planning, drop me an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Country roads, take me home. Country roads.
That's right. Well, you'd know all about them.
Do you know, I actually had to drive to Monaghan recently and some of the roads I was, oh my, like they were just, the potholes were...
Yeah, we're kind of spoiled here in Dublin that we don't have
the
that
worst
kind of
I've ever
yeah.
seen.
And this story actually features Wexford, and in particular around the Enniscorthy, where residents are being hit. They're forking out mounting costs to repair damaged vehicles because of the state of the roads. It's become a local election issue with local people. Local representatives highlighting the issue, a huge problem. The situation is so bad that many rural roads will disappear altogether, is the warning, if they're not repaired. And it's taken me a bit by surprise because I would be familiar a bit with Wexford. I remember I was driving from Hookhead to New Ross and I got completely lost one day and I was going down the most remote roads in Wexford, but they were grand. Now, that's a few years ago, so perhaps things have really changed.
The route you're on.
And of course, when the bad weather also cuts up the roads as well with potholes and rain, etc. like that. Actually, there was bad potholes in the Phoenix Park there a few weeks ago. And they've all been filled in pretty quickly. So they won't be too happy to hear that in Wexford. But so it's going to be a real issue and it's going to be a hot topic coming up to the local elections. And it's interesting that people will have to fork out for the damage to their cars. That's how bad the situation is.
And that is a huge issue because you very so easily get a burst tire, puncture your tire over.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And with the whole issue of the speed limits, etc., as well, when you're driving along these roads, it really is shocking. And and the fact that they're suggesting that some of the roads would disappear and just be unusable is extraordinary.
Unbelievable.
So there's really fresh calls for funding and a real effort to tackle that issue.
Okay. Finally, tell us about this controversial Republican monument in Cork, Eamon.
Well, now, the controversy is over its removal rather than necessarily the actual monument. There are plans to. This is in Charleville in Cork. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I know that a sore topic if I get that wrong, Charleville. And basically, there's plans to upgrade and put in a Pelican Crossing on the main street. And in order to do that, a War of Independence memorial has to be removed. But some councillors are actually afraid that if it's moved, it won't be returned.
Why are they moving it though?
Just to facilitate these road improvements on the subject of potholes.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and you would imagine that this is kind of par for the course. That I mean, you have the engineers, the experts who will move it, and then when the works are completed, it'll be returned to the spot. So I suppose basically, local councillors will be vigilant to make sure that it goes back to the same place. and has the same prominence in the town that it does have, you know. And I mean, we've had, you know, building works all over the country where you move monuments. I mean, famously, the Molly Malone. Now, that did move from the bottom of Grafton Street, but it didn't go back to the bottom of Grafton Street, of course. So
that's probably why they're keen to keep a close eye on where it goes.
Exactly.
On your topic of potholes a moment ago, Dexter here says that Dubai 3 new tyres. Imagine in the space of 2 months, because of potholes. They're living in Wicklow.
Oh, there you go.
Says this listener. And on your Buddha Centre in Tipperary, Patrick in Galway says there's actually a beautiful centre in Cavan, Jampaling. Wonderful facility that attracts peaceful folk from far and wide.
So there you go. It does attract the right.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.